Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Shime time. Here we go. On the phone again. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Along with co-host Chris Shime, who's for some reason named not in the open. Just realized that again. Shime, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Mutt. It's okay. I was the one who asked for the open to be made, and at the time I was listed as producer, not talent, so I just made your name in it, and that's okay. I'm here every day.
Yeah, there's no talent on this show, quite frankly, at all. A couple of guys who like to gamble. I am once again on the phone because I don't know why, Sean. It's just, I think it's a Jimmy Fund a couple of days. As you know, you just sort of get caught up and wrapped up in it. We did a nice podcast, nice connection yesterday in my basement. We hung up. I went about my day. You texted me this morning at 8:10, said you're going to be good to go for 10:10. And I was packing the car for vacation. So I totally forgot to tell you that I'm off there next Monday, Chris Scheim.
Yeah, and you know what? That's okay. You deserve some time off, Mutt. You deserve a vacation prior to football season. So I hope you enjoy it.
Be a lot of gambling involved. If you listen to the last couple of days, I got a one bullet in the 312-man Pup Cup finale.
Hell yeah.
Which
Hell
is
yeah.
starting in a couple hours. So I'll be rooting on those guys. Hopefully come home with the 20 grand. A chip and a chance, as they say in poker. We got a bunch of stuff going for this weekend for the Big Tour Championship. And we'll be betting on the best race of the summer in Saratoga, the Traverse Stakes. So there's a lot of gambling in my next 100-something hours here, Christian.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a nice little spot here, like we talked about yesterday. It's perfect because we got the Tour Championship this weekend. That'll give us a week to kind of recuperate, and then football starts up, and we will be full gear, full throttle all the way through.
We'll have podcasts today, tomorrow, and Saturday for sure. I'm committed to doing these on vacation because I like doing the show, and I like talking about gambling. There'll be a lot of stuff to talk about over the next couple of days. Red Sox lose an extra innings last night. No luck on the Toronto team total. Rafael Devers, they eventually did post his over 1.5 total bases. That was able to come home. But another loss for the Red Sox. And I was listening to your show today, Sean, and yelling at my radio when Brian O'Halloran kept saying the word building. I would like the Red Sox front office and ownership, when they talk on the radio, stop saying building and start saying winning. Stop saying building and start saying winning. And if they do that, maybe fans won't be so annoyed at the franchise right now.
Yeah, I mean, BOH literally said to us, quote, we were trying to walk a line, end quote, at the trade deadline. AKA, they had not made a decision to sell or to buy. And they were just like, we're going to, I guess we'll just ride it out and see how it plays out. And that's not what you should be doing. Sell or buy, but commit one way or the other. Like, that is my biggest issue with this team, is the indecision by the front office. And we talked about it yesterday. Cora is kind of waving the white flag at this point. He's like, dude, we just don't have the players to make it through and into a playoff run at this point. And this front office looks dumb. This front office looks bad because they didn't decide to either sell or buy. You could have done either. I would have been okay with either had you committed to a path and you chose not to. Instead, you chose to sit on the fence like Glenn Ordway.
Like, it worked out last night, but Cora flipping started Bobby Dalbec at short. I mean, that's all you need to know. He had not started a game of shortstop since high school. He actually played well. He still stinks at the plate, but he fielded the position fine. And to me, that I again, no inside information. This is my own opinion. I think that was a kind of a middle finger to the front office. Hey, you're not going to – I'm not playing Xander and Pham. Oh, you don't want to bring somebody up? He even said after Tuesday's game, we'll need reinforcements for tomorrow. They never called anybody up. They stuck him with that roster. Pilecki was like the only guy available on the bench. And what did he do? He didn't put Kike at short. He put Bobby Dalbec at short. And I'm convinced that was the little, I don't even know what it's called, but in Italian, when you sort of wipe your chin at someone, I think it means like F you.
Yeah,
that was
he Cora flipped them off.
Yeah, that's the, or the kid and the bird. Also, that works. I'm a moron, sorry. Yeah, that's what he did.
Exactly.
He looked up at the box and said, hey, you want it? Give me shit, I'll make shit stew. So it was frustrating last night. They had a chance to win. Franchi hitting home runs is fake news. I'll tell you what, though. I'm not sure how many people watch. Brian Bale was awesome. If that's going to be
the kind of
guy you get going forward, I mean, that's what you look for now as a Red Sox fan, not wins and losses, but things to build on. And Bale was terrific over five innings, Sean. Seven strikeouts, swing and miss stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Cora talked about it after during the postgame where, like, they were like, all right, things weren't working right off the bat, and so they're like, you know what, let's stick with the four-seam, stick with the changeup, and he started getting swings and misses. They made weak contact. Bale was awesome, and that's kind of why my bet didn't hit. The Toronto just struggled against him almost the entire time, and they weren't able to get anything really going until later in the game, And so, you know, unfortunately, we don't cover that run line. But Bayo was awesome. That was the one lone bright spot from last night's game.
So I'm going to lean on Chris Schein for Red Sox today, folks, because I was up back in the car with the family this morning. So did not even take a glance because, quite frankly, I will not be betting on the Red Sox tonight. Between the golf and the horse racing, I'm going to be maxed out in terms of attention. So I'll be focused there, Schein. Give me give me what you have for Red Sox and Blue Jays, the finale. Give me the numbers. What looks good to you as we get set for the final game of this three-game series?
Yeah, so I don't love a lot in tonight's game, right? The Red Sox, yes, they're waving the white flag a bit, but at the same time, you saw last night Brian Bayo pitched well. Tonight we have Cutter Crawford versus Kevin Gausman. Gausman has been pretty good this year. He's 9-9 with a 2.99 ERA. I want to bet the Blue Jays, but the money line is way too juiced at minus 170. And then yesterday, I struggled with the run line bet, so now I'm kind of like shying away from that. So I'm not really sure that I want to commit to a bet tonight. I think I, too, have been very wrapped up in golf betting and kind of understanding the play there. So I just don't think I can confidently lay out a bet that I love for tonight's Red Sox game.
I'm with you. And Kevin Gausman, it's interesting. Dan Shulman does the TV for Toronto. People know him from ESPN. He was in the booth the last couple of nights, and we were talking about the Blue Jays rotation because they spent all this money on Berríos. He pitched well last night, but he's convinced that Gausman will be their game one starter. That's the guy they like. I think the Blue Jays shine. I'm going to look at this more closely as we get towards the end of the month here. I may take a flyer on the Blue Jays to win the American League. I think their offense is awesome. They're going to get some bullpen help back here in the next couple of weeks, and their rotation is not terrible if you go with Berríos and Stripling, and then Gausman as a starter. And I think the Astros are my favorite team in the American League. They should be the favorites. I'm talking about this on BetQL Weekend on the BetQL Network. I'm way against the Yankees this year, Scheim. I think that they're kind of a paper tiger, and I look forward to betting against them in series and games in the playoffs. And I think the Astros, by far the most likely team to come out of the American League, but I'm not going to be shocked if it ends up, depending on the seeding, Astros, Blue Jays. They are really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. This team can mash, and the pitching is pretty good. The one thing, so I will say this in tonight's game, the one thing I did look at briefly was Kevin Gausman allows a .295 batting average to right-handed batters. So guys like Kike, maybe JD, I'd think about, and over on total bases, Kike is plus 120. I believe JD is plus 115. So I kind of like those. I don't love them, which is exactly why I didn't give out the pick. But we have hit, or at least I have hit, on the two total base props I've felt like I liked in the last two games. So I figured I would give those out in case anybody really wants something for a same-game parlay that they're looking for tonight.
All right. Meanwhile, people know this is a golf podcast. They're going to tee off this morning. Aaron Wise will tee off by himself at 11:45, the Tour Championship in Eastlake. I've not seen the news yet, Shime. Not been paying close attention to it. But here's what I know about Eastlake. They got a ton of rain overnight. They had some rain this morning. The expectation is lift clean in place for these golfers, which really puts an emphasis on guys that are accurate off the tee, because when you play lift clean in place, when you're in the fairway, you can pick up your ball and basically place it however you want to. And that makes the iron play that much better for those guys. I mentioned Corey Connors yesterday. He is number one in the field in driving accuracy. I have bet Corey Connors outright. I have bet Corey Connors top five. I have bet Corey Connors top 10. And I have bet him for small pizza money with the strokes at 80-1. So those are my Corey Connors bets. I have made the same bets in the last day or so on a guy we didn't talk about yesterday, and that's Matt Fitzpatrick. I've come around on Matt Fitzpatrick as being another long shot that I want to play. So outright top five, top 10. I did not play him with the strokes. So just the three across the board kind of weighted. Less on top, and then you sort of spread it out after that. I have an outright bet on Tony Finau, and I have a, because you talked me into some smaller bets of guys we were, again, this is why I wanted to wait on the card, because I wrote these down yesterday as we were talking. I now have some action on Scott Stallings. I now have some Cam Young. Again, those were without the stroke. So Connors, Fitzpatrick, Finau outright, and then small bets on Cam Young and Scott Stallings to start the week. Those are my five plays. The heavier plays are the first three, smaller plays the last two. So Connors, Fitzpatrick, and Finau are guys. I'll be focusing on Chris Scheim. You've had a day to think about it. You've made some bets, I'm sure. You can make more this morning if you'd like before 11:45.
Yep.
What do you want to do in the Tour Championship? Again, an event that you can live bet your face off this weekend.
Yeah, like you with Connors, I'm kind of in on Burns here. I have Burns as my big outright winner. I have a top five bet on him and a top 10 bet as well on Burns there. I like Figala to finish in the top 10. If you want to take a stab at him winning the event, he's like 80-1. So, I mean, it's like you said yesterday, you're never going to talk somebody out of an 80-1 shot to win. That's exactly why I do have some pizza money on Scott Stallings as well. And then one of my biggest investment this week is Billy Ho in a matchup versus Colin Morikawa. So Billy Horschel versus Colin Morikawa. Billy Horschel, I got it plus 105. And then actually, I was thinking about it, and I was doing some more research. Billy Ho is actually really good at driving accuracy as well. And so I put a little money on Billy Ho outright winner as well. So my outright winners that I have are Burns and Billy Ho, and then I have a sprinkle on Stallings as well.
The absolute nuts for the sports books are 11:45 tee time, because guys like me and you just keep firing until it's you.
Oh, yeah, and we're just going to have a million different bets out there. It's going to be tremendous.
I know I'm going to, and I'll have some sweat with Underdog. I'll have live bets Saturday and Sunday. I'll be in a place where live betting is allowed for a couple days, so it's, it should be fun.
We'll talk about this more tomorrow and Saturday and such, but I'm also keeping an eye on my guy Xander Schauffele. If he starts a little slow in day one and his number gets much better, I'm not going to be hesitant to attack that, because, as we talked about yesterday, this guy hasn't shot over par in the finale of a tour event in like 2 years. So I would have a lot of confidence that he could make a surge in the last couple days.
Hannibal did text me, to give me 1 second. Hannibal finally texted me back. Ryan
finally.
Hannibal, of course, BetMGM's Ryan Hannibal, who's their golf expert, who took this week off. Like, again, who's this been? Sounds like one of our executives at WEEI, the way he lets these guys take time off. From 1:47 yesterday, so he's out on the course. at Harbortown. Tough one to bet this week. Don't see a lot of value. Rory, Finau, and Xander, I like best.
Okay.
Those are his three. By the way, all are, they're all, I get they're all favorites, and I wasn't going to bother him. He's playing golf, so I don't know if he meant with strokes or without strokes. Those are 8-3.
If he means without strokes, that's a 7-1, 8-1 for McIlroy, Schauffele, and then Finau is the 16-1. And then if he's talking about with the strokes, just for the listeners, Schauffele is about 5.5-1, Rory is 9-1, Finau 18-1.
And I will also say again, sorry, Ryan, I'm reading your text on the air, but he said, have not looked much. So these are not picks.
Yep.
These are not handful picks.
Just reaction.
This is his flyers for the week. Meanwhile, one other question for you, Sean, before we send the people off.
Okay.
Two questions for you. One, do we have any sense yet of who's going to play, who's not going to play tomorrow for Pats and Raiders? One team that I've already got the under on this year, the other I bet the over on, and
yes.
I didn't bet the over on the Patriots.
Yeah, so we haven't gotten any news as of yet, but Wiggy had a feeling this morning that he is under the impression that there's a chance Patriots starters won't even play. We already saw it with Buffalo. Buffalo already outright said Josh Allen not playing, which makes a lot of sense because, you know, Josh Allen is the favorite to win, like, the MVP, and the Bills are a wagon. But the Patriots could use the reps. But I also wouldn't be shocked because they had a couple guys get nicked up in practice yesterday. If Belichick goes, you know what, just shut it down. Nobody's playing tomorrow. None of my starters are playing tomorrow. We're sending out the B, C, D squad. We'll figure out roster cuts, give the guys a week off, get through practice, and then hopefully we have a better showing in week one. So I wouldn't be shocked by that. Just keep your eyes peeled on Twitter. Guys like, you know, Mike Reese, Tom Curran, Andrew Callahan, Phil Perry, all those guys, they'll have the news for you. And as soon as we find out, we may even know by tomorrow morning, we can let you know.
Yeah, well, I doubt we will because it's Vegas time. But I think you're right. We'll have to watch. And I mean, Patriot Fan 101. And I guess if I was a fan, I'd do the exact same thing. But if the reports coming out from Vegas this week, Sean, if the reports were Mac is on fire, if the reports were, oh, my God, Jalen Mills has shut down Devontae Adams. If the reports were Patriots offensive line has been an absolute beast, they've protected Mac like crazy, Patriot fans would be trumpeting those reports and saying, see, it took until week three, but Bill's got it worked out. Instead, it's the opposite. Mac's throwing temper tantrums. Devontae Adams is destroying the Patriots secondary. Not a surprise, by the way, but so is Hunter Renfro. So is the other receivers for them. The offensive line has not been good, and I've seen a lot of Patriot fans, many bets that have called your show today say, "Oh, it's just practice. Oh, they're not going to win the preseason Super Bowl." And it's fan psyche 101. When things are good, you love the reports. When things are bad, they don't matter. It's pretty amazing how Patriot fans are pretzeling themselves, given the fact their team has looked mediocre at best these 3 weeks of the preseason.
So, Mutt, as you know, I'm a bit of a how do I put this lightly? A podcast hoe, right? I'm around on multiple podcasts, especially the Six Rings podcast, which is doing very well. Yeah. We talked about the Patriots, and Odyssey Sports even tweeted out one of my quotes because I am now dubbed by Andy Hart and Nick Fitzy-Stevens as Stephen A. Scheim. The quote was directed towards Bill Belichick, and it was, "Stop being a jerk and a dick to everybody. Answer some damn questions and help everybody understand what the hell's going on, because right now your offense sucks." That post by Odyssey has about 41 comments. I would wager to guess, having scrolled through a lot of them yesterday, 95% of them are, "What are we doing? It's the preseason. They haven't even played a game that matters. Like, what are we doing even saying stuff like this? Of course Pats fans are so entitled and so whiny. Like, what are we doing?" And that's what I'm getting from Pats fans and non-Pats fans. And to you I say, if you don't think something is wrong, you are blinded by something. Because just because Bill Belichick has a great resume does not mean he's doing everything right now. So I just... I don't want to be right, but I have a really strong feeling that at least to start the season, I am going to be very, very right.
Well, now I have to go read those comments, and now I'm going to have to comment myself and call you a hater.
I got in a fight with a guy. Well, I didn't get in a fight with a guy, and it ended up actually very agreeable. A guy on Twitter was like yelling
at
me.
Wait. Someone on social media got mad at you, and then it turns out like, hey, you're really cool. Thanks for responding. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's shocking that you're like that, right? Andy Hart even responded with, wait, did we just all become best friends? And so you know, it's just people out there just wanna they just wanna smoke they drink the Kool-Aid and smoke the smoke, and that's fine, that's great, you wanna be a homer, but I look everything at everything in a realistic lens, or as realistic as I can, and this is how I see it. So
you're joyless, as they tell me on Twitter. Meanwhile, the real question, I bet my mortgage on under 49.5 strokes yesterday for Chris Schein at Granite Lake. What was the result?
Yeah, you cashed big, but you can pay for both your kids to go to college. Scheim shot a 42 yesterday. He was...
Oh, baby!
I took three swings with my driver. Massive hook right, awful top shot off the tee, and then just duffed it into the fairway. And I put my driver away, and I said, I'm not touching this club the rest of the day. And my irons, Mutt, when I tell you they were as pure and crisp as a nice lemonade on a hot summer day, that's how they were. They might have even been better. I was on the green within 15 feet of the pin on every par three, and I think there were three or four of them. I was feeling myself with the irons yesterday.
Wow.
I was putting for eagle on a par four there at Granite Links. It's like this weird hole. It's like one of those 90-degree dogleg rights, but it's only like 215 to the pin. And I took a 5-iron right over the hills, went right at the green. I was sitting there right on the fringe putting for eagle on, I think it's like the 7th hole.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is impressive.
I was feeling
it. All right, I got more money to bet on golf this weekend.
Hell yeah, you do.
All right, subscribe to the podcast, folks. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. Boston BetQL, or BetQL Boston on Twitter. As well, we got Red Sox tonight. We got the golf underway in just over about an hour or so. We're locked and loaded, Schein. Excellent stuff, buddy. We'll be connected, hopefully, a better connection tomorrow. Hopefully it sounds okay. If it doesn't, feel free not to post. And we'll talk to people tomorrow. Thank you, Schein.
Thanks, Mutt. Can't wait to talk. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.